Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus provides refreshment for the weary, bread for the hungry. That's the simple summary of today's gospel, another timely text for the troubled times in which we live. Who couldn't use a little refreshment after yet another week full of news that depicts a nation consuming itself, destroying itself from within, which mankind has always done to itself from the very beginning? Here we sit, hungry for peace, thirsting for righteousness, true righteousness, weary of violence and hatred and lies and distortion of facts. Who will save us from this wretched, sinful world? I'll tell you who won't save us. Politicians, they won't save us. Angry, vengeful people, they won't save us. Race baiters, they won't save us. In fact, people won't save us at all from this world. Only God can do that. And he will. But he won't do it by turning our nation or our world into a utopia. He won't save us by making America great again. He won't save us by forcing people to live in peace and harmony with one another. No, I'm afraid we are living in the days before the great flood, when it says, the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And only a remnant of humanity will be rescued, as Noah and his family were rescued from the flood. God will save us, his little church, as he saved Noah, by bringing his judgment upon this earth and rescuing us out of it. Now, in a way, he has already done that for us Christians. He did it through holy baptism, where he washed us clean of our sins, forgiving us our sins in the blood of Christ, and has caused us to cross over from death to life through faith in Christ. He has already rescued us from condemnation and from wrath on the day of wrath. He has already made us Christians into new creatures after the image of his Son. He has already redeemed us from the slavery of sin and uncleanness and lawlessness. As Jesus said to his disciples, I chose you out of the world. But the Lord God has not yet taken us out of the world. In fact, Jesus prayed on the night in which he was betrayed for his church, saying, Father, I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. So be sanctified again today. Be fed by the word of truth, by the word of God. Find refreshment in the goodness and mercy of Jesus. And in this way, God will keep you from the evil one. We learn in today's gospel not just that Jesus has the power to do miracles, to multiply bread and fish to feed 4,000 people. We learn of his care and compassion, which extend to all men. But we learn here of his special care and compassion for those who have, as he said, continued with him. For those who have come to him and believed in him and have left things behind in order to hear him and learn from him. Yes, God in his mercy provides food for the good and the bad, for the righteous and the unrighteous. More than that, God has given his Son into death for all men, so that all might believe and be saved, even though not all will believe and be saved. But we see today the special care that Jesus shows for those who believe in him. His ever-present compassion for his church in the midst of this wilderness of chaos and despair. The multitude of the 4,000 in today's gospel was different from other multitudes that follow Jesus at various points. For example, on a different occasion, Jesus gave bread to 5,000 men plus women and children in order to point them to himself as the true bread from heaven. But that multitude was really just curious about Jesus. That multitude was infatuated with the miracles that Jesus had been doing, with his signs and wonders, and couldn't get enough of seeing those miracles. They spent a day with Jesus, not far from their homes, not far from their cities. And they proved at the end of the day, or at least at the end of the next day when they came looking for Jesus, that they didn't really want to hear the words of Jesus. They didn't really believe in him or want the eternal life that he had to offer. They just wanted earthly bread. But this multitude in our gospel, these 4,000, had followed Jesus a long way out into the wilderness for no other reason than to hear him, to learn from him, to receive eternal life from him. And at the end of 3 days, they had no food left. Whatever food they had brought along for the journey had been used up. So Jesus looked out at them and said to his disciples, "I have compassion on the multitude, because they have now continued with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their own houses, they will faint on the way, for some of them have come from afar." That's the care and compassion that Jesus had for those people, and because he does not change, is the care and compassion that he always has for his people. He knows what they've given up to follow him. He knows what they need. He knows what would happen to them if left on their own. And so he takes care of them. It's not as if his people deserved his help more than anyone else. We don't. Our sins would condemn us just as much as the world's sins do condemn them, if not for the grace of the Lord Jesus, who sent his Spirit in the preaching of the word and has brought us to repentance and to faith in him. But now in his grace, he treats us like his friends, like his family, like brothers, because he has made himself our brother and has made us into children of the Heavenly Father through the adoption of holy baptism. He assures us time and time again that our Father will always have compassion on his dear children who are united to Christ by faith and covered with his righteousness through holy baptism. In the case of this multitude in our gospel, what they needed at that moment was literally bread, food, which God normally provides through regular channels, like working for wages that can then be used to purchase food, clothes, house, whatever else we need on this earth. But when necessary, God has also promised his people that he will provide in miraculous ways, so that there's never any reason for us to turn anywhere else but to him, for all that we need for this body and life, and also for the life to come. Now, those needs are summarized in our small catechism under the simple phrase, daily bread, which is described like this. What is meant by daily bread? Everything that has to do with the nourishment and needs of the body, such as food, drink, clothes, shoes, house, yard, land, livestock, money, property, a godly spouse, godly children, godly servants, godly and faithful rulers, good government, good weather, peace, health, discipline, honor, good friends, faithful neighbors, and the like. Jesus teaches us to trust in God and to trust also in Him for all these things. That doesn't mean that all of those things will readily be available. And sometimes God brings judgment on a place, on a nation. Sometimes God doesn't allow us to grow rich. In fact, often He doesn't allow us to grow rich in possessions here on this earth. And sometimes He has us bear a cross. In fact, you can't be a Christian without taking up your cross and following Him daily. So it's not a promise of a suffering-free life on this earth. Jesus promises His disciples, in the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So even in the midst of earthly tribulation and suffering under the cross, Jesus will not abandon us or leave us to fend for ourselves, just as He refused to abandon the 4,000 who followed Him out into the wilderness and to leave them to fend for themselves on the journey home. He offered them one meal's worth of bread. Not enough refreshment to get them through the rest of their lives, but enough to get them safely home on that day. Again, daily bread. But there were also 7 baskets full left over of bread, showing that what He provides, He will provide again, and His providence can never fail. He can never fail to provide enough. As we heard earlier, the bread that God's people need most to get through this life, to be kept from the evil one in this world as we walk through it to our heavenly home, is the Word of Truth, the bread of life, Jesus, who feeds us with Himself. What we need most is a constant supply of Word and sacrament, because that is God's means of sanctifying us and keeping us separate from the world and safe while we're in the world. Through His Word, He shows us our sin and brings us to repentance daily. Through His Word, He shows us Christ crucified for sinners, brings us to faith, and keeps us in the faith. Through His Word, He speaks forgiveness and comfort and hope and peace, and He seals it all to us individually, one by one, as He gives us His own body and blood for food and drink. And now, as you make your journey home today after the service, refreshed once again by the miraculous food that Jesus has provided in Word and sacrament, because you needed it again, you have all you need to face the world again for another week, to get back to your daily life of faith toward God and love toward your neighbor. You have all you need to live another week as a slave. See how the world would hate to hear that, but you Christians, you hear it as St. Paul said it in the epistle today, and you don't chafe under it. You get to live another week as a slave. Not slaves to sin, not slaves to the devil, but slaves of God, slaves of righteousness, as St. Paul said. Slaves who live to serve their loving master. Not the master who beats and whips us out of anger, but the master who had his son beaten and whipped and crucified out of love for us, whom he would make into his blessed slaves. Live this week as beloved slaves who have your fruit to holiness and the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.